Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is Bound for Glory Sunday here today. And as of this moment, as far as I know, the show's still going on. Everybody is there. Don't have a lot of details on what's going on yet. We're going to try to get some during the course of the show. I've got messages out. I've not really heard anything back yet, but I know that there was a tweet, I believe by Impact Wrestling, that talked about how this was a game changer. My favorite term, game changer. But the show is starting at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. I've got my DVR set. I will be watching the show tonight. Got a very interesting night of programming. The Brian and Vinny Show is going to air later, and we will be reviewing NWA World Championship Wrestling from 1986, as well as the Ring of Honor pay-per-view from Friday, which we can talk about today on this show as well. Later, I will be reviewing the TNA show with Dave Meltzer and talking all of the news, if there is any news. Something's got to come out. There is a meeting, or was a meeting, scheduled for prior to the pay-per-view today. So I guess we're going to find out what is going on. Hopefully we find out what is going on. But apparently the money has been put up for the pay-per-view and the television tapings, which will take them through December. So they'll be pretty much ready to go through almost the end of the year or the end of the year after this next set of tapings is wrapped up. So we can talk about that today. The ROH pay-per-view, we've got the full lineup for Bound for Glory. We have got the UFC show last night, John Lineker beating John Dodson. He missed weight 5 times in his career, including for this fight, but he still thinks he should get a title shot. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of news to get into here today on Sunday as we try to figure out what in the world is going on with TNA Impact Wrestling. Today is their version of WrestleMania. And somebody's paying for it. And we have no idea who. It is a great mystery. But as they say, the show must go on, and it shall go on today, and apparently the television tapings will as well. Got a big show, Mike. Are you watching it?
I am watching it.
Good.
And I bet you that there are more people watching this one than have since, I'm trying to think back to when the last notable TNA show was.
Do you really think so?
You know what? Yes, and it doesn't matter. No, I mean it's such a sliver of people, but honestly, it is like to me a little bit like Delete or Decay in that, or anything that has got to do with Matt Hardy in that. I bet you it's going to have more viewers than it's had. I don't know if everybody's going to pay for it or not. Let us hope so. But I bet you this is going to have more eyeballs on it than anything else TNA has done, with the exception of the Hardy stuff, and it's not necessarily a bad thing, except for the fact that you're going out of business, and the fact that the people are interested because they don't know if you're going to go out of business or not. Are we going to get some sort of big ECW beer bash at the end of this? Or are we going to get a magic suitor that comes in on a magic carpet out of the sky, descends from the ceiling? You know, what is going to happen here? And I think that is going to draw some interest. And I think it definitely is drawing some interest, and I think it's going to result in some eyeballs, too. It's just, unfortunately, no matter how many people view this thing, it's probably too late.
Man. Well, I guess we'll find out. I don't see this as a show that a lot of people are buying out of the interest in perhaps the company going out of business. I think the people, if they're interested, are just going to find out later today what the news is. I mean, you're asking people to spend $60 to find out if it goes out of business or not. They can find it out for free. I mean, maybe they will. I could be out of my mind. I don't feel a buzz for this other than the buzz of what's going on. I don't hear like a real big pay. I mean, I'm buying it, but I think I would buy it either way because it's on traditional pay-per-view, and I always buy the TNA pay-per-views that are available for me to watch on my television. The lineup here for the show, for those of you that are on the fence about it, we've got Lashley versus Ethan Carter III. In a no-holds-barred match for the TNA World Heavyweight title, can EC3 beat Lashley in a no-holds-barred match? We have got The Great War for the TNA World Tag Team titles. We have got Decay versus the Broken Hardys. Rosemary and Rebecca will be involved. Rebecca! We've got Aaron Rex and Eddie Edwards for the Grand Championship.
The former Damian Sandow.
That's right. This was supposed to be, the hell's his name? Just totally blanked.
Drew Galloway.
Supposed to be Drew Galloway, but he's got a neck injury, apparently, so he has been replaced by Eddie Edwards. We've got Moose against Mike Bennett. We've got Maria versus Gail Kim for the Knockouts title. We have a 10-man Bound for Glory gauntlet match. This is basically Money in the Bank. And the winner can choose to take any championship. does not have to be just the world title. And if this is a call by Billy Corgan to do a Money in the Bank match where you can cash it in for any belt, as opposed to what they used to do, which was that stupid Feast or Famine, where you climbed up and you willingly grabbed a briefcase that might have a pink slip in it. Mm-hmm. I think this is a big improvement. Tyrus, Robbie E., Jesse Godders, Baron Dax, the French Stallion, Grado, my main man, Mahabili Shira, Rockstar Spud, Braxton Sutter, Eli Drake, and Basile Baraka.
Well, boss, if they're not going to go ahead and buy it to see if the company is going to die or not or some other wackiness that takes place, I don't know if they're going to buy it just for the merits of its wrestling card, to be honest with you.
Hey, there's one more match, dude.
What do we have?
DJ Z and Trevor Lee for the X Division title.
That's going to get some honest buys from some people in North Carolina, but I don't know if it'll be enough.
Well, there you go. Wait a second. Are you telling me that folks in North Carolina will buy the show for Trevor Lee, but they're not buying it for the Broken Hardys?
I bet. Well, yes.
Really?
Wow. It's got to be that hardcore of a CWF Mid-Atlantic fan somewhere that I'm sure that is the case. Mr. and Mrs. Lee, for God's sakes, to see their baby boy, maybe. But or the rest of the Spot Monkey clan, if they are smart enough to dial up VCRs or VCRs, or remote controls, maybe they're the ones who are buying it. I don't know. But, again, none of what you're going to see, if you've had a chance to see the TV, none of what you're going to see is going to be bad in most cases. It's actually going to be probably pretty good. Obviously, anything that doesn't have to do with like Mahabili Shira or anything like that. But
don't again, denigrate Mahabili Shira.
the shake is worth at least $13 of the $60 that you'll spend on the pay-per-view, of course. But again, I don't know if that's enough of a draw or not. And again, I hate it's macabre, and I know it's rude, but again, you just got to, I hate to say, you hope people play off the fact that maybe, you know, we'll spend, maybe they never spend 60. Maybe they haven't spent 60 on a TNA pay-per-view in a long time, but it's a terribly macabre thing to say, but maybe that people are willing to throw in for thinking that this is going to be the last one just to get it on the DVR or something like that. And I don't know if that's the case, because to be honest, too, as we'll talk about TNA, we're talking about somebody paid for the tapings. Somebody paid for the pay-per-view. Maybe somebody's paying for the promotion in full, and we're going to continue on, keep going with this, because there always seems to be something that saves TNA at the end every time, and it looks like that may be the case here.
This is just like, listen, I don't think TNA is going out of business. I think there's going to be the announcement of a sale today or something like that, maybe to Billy Corgan, but this does remind me so much of the final days of WCW where everybody was in denial. They were WCW could never go out of business. This is impossible. It'll never happen, et cetera, et cetera. Bischoff, whoever. And then next thing you know, it's out of business. And a lot of people didn't even get it till it didn't air the next week. Now, if you are going to be watching the show or not, let us know. Studio line today, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. And you can send your text messages to 425-780-7566. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Yes, Ryan.
My question is about Dixie Carter. Is she considered the most successful majority owner
no.
of wrestling company?
I don't even know what the rest was going to be, but most successful is just immediately it's a no. Would you like to finish
well,
it now?
Most successful majority owner of a wrestling company that's a female. My second question is...
Well, that's a trick question. Is she the most successful wrestling promoter ever named Dixie? Yes.
Is she?
I guess.
I don't know.
I can't think of another Dixie.
She has to be female. She can have a different female name.
All right. What's your other question?
My second question is, has there ever been a wrestling company or a, say, mixed martial arts company that wasn't able to put on a pay-per-view as scheduled, like, what was rumored last week for TNA, but basically now they're coming through at the last minute.
Man, Ryan went from a really stupid question to a really good question. I'm trying to think if I could ever remember that happening, where a promotion was scheduled to do a pay-per-view, and they didn't have the money, and at the last minute the pay-per-view got canceled. It feels like this happened a million times.
It's had to. I mean, it's boxing for sure, obviously. MMA.
MMA, yeah, it's happened.
For sure. I'm sure it has. And one thing about Ryan too, saying about successful, I guess it depends on what you look at success as far as keeping the thing alive, as far as getting, you know, national quote unquote TV and a national TV deal. She has been, but I mean, the Leah Maivias, the Ann Gunkels, the, you know, again, I'm going to brain lock on some right
Dude,
now.
Dude, give me $50 million and anybody could have that level of success.
There you go. And that's the thing. So I don't know. I mean, it is, like you said.
By that level, I mean the level she's at right now.
Yeah, there's an
hanging by
City
a thread.
This
whole story is amazing.
It is, and for the length of time it's gone on for, and for the amount of times that it's been on death's door, and for the amount of damage that she has caused by her own hand in trying to keep the thing alive. It's amazing.
Back in a moment with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Grainger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Today's episode is sponsored by our friends at the High Spots Wrestling Network, HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, the premier streaming site for all things independent wrestling. Thousands of videos featuring PWG, which I think may be the only place in the world that you can get PWG, because you can't get a ticket, and you can't watch it anywhere else, but you can get it at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. CZW, WXW, $5 wrestling documentaries, shoot interviews, so much more. You can check out over 3,000 hours of videos at HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com. It's available on your phone, tablet, PC, Apple TV, and Roku app. And that's right, if you remember when the WWE Network first debuted, I don't think they had 3,000 hours of video. So, HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, everybody, head up there and check that out. Let's go to the phones here, and then we got some news to talk about, including some interesting news out of NXT. You're on the air, what's going on?
Hey guys, it's James Nakoma.
Yes, James.
So, all this talk about TNA has got me thinking of, also had me think of the death of WCW, and I actually recently bought the audiobook, by the way. It's very good, by the way.
Thank you.
Your reading is so good, it's one of the few audiobooks I actually don't listen to on 1.5 speed, so
wow.
Take that as a compliment.
Thank you.
But it also got me going, kind of wondering, wanting to go back, because, I wasn't really back into the newsletters back in 2001, so I went back and I listened to some old Wrestling Observer Lives from March of 2001, particularly the week before WCW, just to kind of compare. And you can't really compare, because TNA and WCW are completely different, but I
kind
was
of.
Horrified at the things you and Dave predicted, Brian.
About the future of this business?
Yeah. Like, okay, you predicted the network, ostensibly. You also predicted, like, the 24/7 service they had before that. Your genius line of maybe they'll have an angle where WCW and ECW merge to form a company that could almost contend with the WWF. And the most horrifying thing that anyone said was Dave said, well, Vince isn't going to make the same mistakes WCW did.
Well, to be fair, he was right. He made different mistakes.
Yes.
Fair.
Even
okay.
TNA didn't make all of the same mistakes WCW made.
Yeah. But I want to get to my actual question, which was, in the past week, there were a lot of talks about who was going to, you know, buy TNA and this and that, and I really found it hard to believe that anyone thought that Sinclair would buy the company. Because, like, you got to figure, I don't know how much Sinclair bought ROH for, and I don't know if it's profitable, but I don't see why they would have spent three or however much money would have cost to buy everything, including the debt, just to get a TV slot. That didn't really make a lot of sense to me. Was there something I was missing?
Well, I don't know if it was just for the television slot. I want to thank you very much for the call here. I mean, Sinclair's a television broadcast company, and you can see that they have been putting more money into Ring of Honor. They've upgraded the production. They've got a lot of names coming in. It's certainly something where they're more invested in it now than they were before. And it may be a situation where they would like to air tapes of TNA, or maybe they thought the tape library was valuable as an investment. I think that they were largely interested because I suppose the feeling was it can't be that expensive, and there might be some contracts of guys they can pick up. But there was so much baggage. That's what I think the big holdup here is in this sale. There's so much baggage. I mean, I keep asking myself the question, what is Billy Corgan buying here? I mean, would it not be better if Billy Corgan wanted to start a wrestling company? Would it not be better to let the company go out of business, file bankruptcy, and then he picks up the pieces and starts anew with no debt? The debt to me is, like, I can't even fathom buying this show with that kind of debt. Like, it would be one thing if the promotion was going to be immediately profitable. If I was immediately going to be seeing a return on my investment, it's like, okay, well, you know, start paying off the debt. UFC has tons of debt. But they're making tons of money. And I look at how much money, like every single time there's a television taping, somebody needs to step forward and pay for it. What does that mean? Well, it means that whatever they're making from international television deals, it's not covering everything. Maybe it only covers the talent contracts. But they're not making enough money right now to stay in business on their own. They need somebody else to prop them up every time there's a television taping. So where is this money going to come from where he's going to get a return on his investment, not only just a return on his investment, but a return high enough to pay off the debt of this company? I don't have the answer to this question as a businessman.
No, I don't either, and I don't know what Sinclair was looking at or what they were thinking. We'd have to talk to somebody from there because you know, they do have a syndicated sports service. You know, they did, they've a very active one when it comes to the American Sports Network, which did get the rights to a bowl game last year. It wasn't, I think it was the Humanitarian Bowl or whatever it was. It was not a major game, but they do have rights to America East college football and things like that. So as far as a production company goes, they could do more. And they do have technically a sports network that I believe runs on their O&O sub-channels. So, like, you know, Channel 24, which, you know, is their base in Baltimore. I believe there's a substation for that, that runs American sports. So it could have played into that, where they could have taken that and ROH and packaged them together. God knows what it was, but, you know, the interest level obviously is not there. We could, I guess, get a surprise to, you know, tonight, but I, you know, it seems like they poked their nose in. They took a sniff around, didn't like what it was, and stepped away. And we don't know why they did. We don't know who's sniffing around right now other than Billy Corgan. And, you know, he's the big question mark as far as, you know, he obviously loves pro wrestling. That's one thing we know for sure. Will he be a good owner? I don't know. Is he willing to throw good money after bad? Yeah, he is right now. Now, what is he buying? I don't know. He's buying a bunch of contracts. He does have, you know, some television deals and some things like that. But can he stick it out long enough to come up with a new vision of wrestling, which, you know, he has, which is, you know, part of what the Hardys is doing and part of other things that we've heard him talk about in the past? Well, we'll have to see. He wants to do progressive storylines and some things like that. That's great in theory. Can he hold on long enough to make that happen? We'll have to see. This is it's a very interesting story. It's it may not be the most exciting one, but it's certainly very interesting. Because
okay, I got to cut you off.
A lot of jobs at line.
I got a little bit of information here. Only a little bit of information. What I can gather from this afternoon is that the company is not going out of business, and the company is not being sold to WWE. So that means that either it's being sold to Billy Corgan, or maybe Dixie is putting her own money into it until it is sold to somebody. But the pay-per-view is going on a schedule tonight, company not going out of business, and company not being sold to WWE. And the fact that I was told it was not being sold to WWE does suggest it is being sold to somebody. So maybe we'll get more information when the show goes on the air. But that is the latest update as of right now.
So there you go. The latter should not be a surprise to anybody. I know it's been, you know, popular to be, to, you know, WWE. What if WWE were to buy it? Look, the thing they were most interested in was their tape library. And they can just basically wait and see how everything shakes out before they get that. I mean, there's only so much money you're going to offer for that thing. You're not going to offer them $4 million and keep it rising with negotiations with Aunt Dixie. That's not going to happen. So them not buying it is not a surprise. It's just a matter of who is buying it. Most people are going to think it's Billy Corgan. I would think it's probably going to be Billy Corgan, considering he's thrown money in for at least, what, two or three of the last couple of tapings anyway. So Aerolux couldn't get their money together. Doesn't look like them. So unless it's some magical third suitor that is blindly throwing
money, and we all
money
know
after
there's
this,
no such thing as magic.
That's, you know, and they've either done due diligence in the span of 24 hours, or they're just funding now because they have that kind of extra money, and they're going to look harder at it later. I guess that's conceivable. I just don't think it's very likely. So I'm going to use my magic powers of deduction to go, I think it's going to be Billy Corgan.
According to a Pro Wrestling Sheet, and this is from WrestlingObserver.com, WWE has released Tough Enough winner Sarah Lee. 24-year-old was the female winner of the last incarnation of the show in June 2015, earning a $250,000 contract. Hadn't been heard from much during her training, save for a promo and appearance at a six-woman tag match earlier this year. Lee learned of the news Friday, but no reason was given. However, Squared Circle Sirens writer Casey Michael tweeted a picture from Facebook that shows Lee and NXT wrestler Wesley Blake announcing a pregnancy. So there you go. Sarah Lee is pregnant. I want to say something here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a big fan of The Miz lately. I've turned the corner on the guy.
Oh, yeah?
But if I have to hear one more person say that Miz was right when he saved Mandy Rose on Tough Enough, everybody listening to this right now, and The Miz, do you really think that if Miz had not saved Mandy Rose, that she would be unemployed right now? That she would not be in WWE? I mean, for crying out loud, she didn't even win, and she's employed right now.
Looking golden.
So this idea that this guy's a genius and he saved Mandy Rose, give me a break. She was going to be hired whether she was eliminated first or whether she won.
You don't know that.
I do know that. She was eliminated, and then she got hired. I know that is a fact.
And just looking at her, you would know that. But hey, look, it's a TV show. You needed that sort of drama.
Come on. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here. WrestlingObserver.com. Want to plug, of course, my audiobook, Death of WCW, available iTunes, Amazon, Audible.com, anywhere where you can grab an audiobook, you can grab The Death of WCW. I narrated it, for those of you wondering. Some guy asked on Twitter. It was me. I worked my ass off. So thank you for that fella earlier who said I did a fine job. Studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. A couple of notes here. Which will die first, this person asks. TNA or Roman Reigns' babyface push?
Wow. Mm.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one.
The way it's going, TNA. We're going on a third year plus of this. It is insanity. Insanity! When you'd figure the
Wait
only
Wait a second.
Thing-
You're voting TNA because we're going on 3 years of Roman Reigns. TNA is going on 14 years.
Dude, we're going on three of what could be 50 years of them every year trying to push him in, somehow push him into the main event at WrestleMania because, you know, this time they're going to respond to him.
I don't even know if Roman Reigns is still going to be working 14 years from now, but TNA could still be in business. Do you know, I remember I wrote so much and said so much about TNA during its tenure, but I remember when everybody was like, oh, Brian and Dave, you guys are so dumb. They had a brilliant business plan. They were never going to go out of business in 2002. And then Jerry Jarrett wrote his book, and sure enough, they were out of business 3 months after they started, except Dixie Carter stepped in and saved them. Thus began a 14-year journey to get right back to where they started.
That is true now, isn't it?
Actually, that is exactly what happened.
Worse than where they are. But well, maybe. I don't know how you'd look at that. But, yeah, it's been an interesting adventure. And, hey, look, Jerry Jarrett started that thing out with a concept from his son, knowing that there was a vacuum that was created. You needed – I would assume that they planned at the time, we're going to get all those old WCW fans back. And the thing is, no matter what, and I think they did get a level of WCW fans, at least – as far as the loyalty goes, because there was that time for a while that it was 1 million viewers no matter what when it came to TNA. But those WCW viewers, like you can attest to, they just never came back. And they don't care. And they were done for good. And there were a lot of people after 2001, after everything shook out, that went away for good and never came back. And those people are out there in the ether forever. And from how it looks, they are impossible to try to get back. And in fact, we have let the thing atrophy to the point where we celebrate per head what people spend on wrestling now, which is, hey, it's a very impressive number. WWE is still making money hand over fist, but it is a very ominous number as well, too, as we talk about in some way when it comes to the TV ratings every week, but even more so when we look at the quarterlies and you start peeling back the onion of the financials and the interest in the product.
John from Arkansas here. Now would be a great time for Dixie to get an email from a mysterious Nigerian prince saying he will invest in the group. Remember those? I do.
Hey, Global Wrestling Federation, as Bix, who does fine work for the Figure Four Weekly newsletter, can attest to. I mean, Joe Pedicino actually hyped that up as a way that they were going to continue to keep global wrestling going, and he may have actually legitimately, at least initially, started that by being legitimately scammed by a Nigerian prince.
This person says, I'll be watching TNA tonight. I cannot remember the last time I watched a full show of theirs. It is strictly out of wondering the fate of the company, and I'm bored, he added. I'm guessing they'll announce Corrigan as a new owner on the show tonight. They could. What are the chances TNA used Orlando Jordan's time machine to go back and get a check from Ted Turner to fund the show? I'm afraid, zero. Person says, I would really like to see a Ring of Honor start offering fans attending a pay-per-view live discounted tickets for the next night's TV tapings. Seeing so many empty seats has to hurt casual fan perception, who may come across the weekly TV show on Sinclair. Well, it does suck when no one's there. I don't know a good way to increase attendance. I guess you could offer the discounted tickets, but that might not be a Ring of Honor call. That's probably a Sinclair call. I guess they're the same, but...
Well, hey, look, I mean... There was a lot of criticism over when they raised the price to where they did on those tickets. And, you know, it's a 50-50 proposition in that it didn't kill any attendance from my knowledge. There's somebody could write in and say, yeah, it didn't work here or something like that. But, I mean, it got initial pushback, but people accepted paying the money for those tickets. Now, as it goes along, you know, when you don't have people going to the shows, you do need to amend that. But I would think with the success that they had and the fact that they seem to train their base over, you know, Ticketmaster, and you're going to buy them this way at this price, no matter what the show is, in some cases. They seem to have trained them pretty well with that. So they're probably not putting that toothpaste back in the tube, but they do need to do something. They absolutely do need to figure out something that way, because it does, you know, the aesthetics and the, you know, the optics behind it, I don't think are very good at all.
On Twitter here, Laura wants to know, could Fuchsiant Media Ventures buy TNA?
That was Eric Bischoff's group that he had that looked like they were actually going to buy WCW, for those people who have absolutely no idea what that was. What was the hope? The hope was he was going to a lot of the lower price talent and really push the cruiserweights and things like that, which is why we saw the AJ Styles and Eric Parises and Kid Romeo, Elix Skipper teams and things like that start to take more of a stage, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think they exist anymore. They may. Who knows? I Googled. I didn't see anything.
I would not think so.
Are Raw live ticket sales significantly down, this person asks? I ask because Raw was in L.A. earlier this year. It was sold out immediately. Went to the box office 2 days before the show for this Monday, and there were still tickets for every section except the front rows. Yeah, welcome to you're running off every single one of your casual fans. I've been talking about this forever, and they're going to keep doing it until it's too late. And then they're going to try and turn the ship around, because this is what always happens in wrestling. And the company's not going to go out of business, but it's going to be a severe downturn, and they're going to have to dig their way out of. And this three-hour Raw is not helping. But I will not bore you. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Was watching ROH yesterday and got a really good show from the baseball park in Brooklyn. And I got two questions. Does ACH always run the bases to get into the ring when he does a baseball park match?
I don't know, actually. I've never seen him work a baseball stadium.
Oh, yeah. It was real cool. He would come out for a six, and he starts just barreling around the bases, and the ring was set up at home plate, and he just kind of slides into the ring.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Another hey, Jim, thing, did you watch the pay-per-view on Friday?
Which one?
ROH.
No, I didn't.
Oh, man, Jim, you missed out. This was a great pay-per-view. Did you watch this, Mike?
Unfortunately, not yet. It's sitting there ready to go. I just haven't had a chance to see it yet because I wanted to
actually.
Come on. I know, and the worst part was I actually thought I'd be able to see it unspoiled, and then that night so many people talked about the ladder match, I just ended up bowing to it, but I want to give it the proper time it needs.
Forget the ladder match. I mean, the ladder match was amazing, but every single match on that show, there was not one bad match on the show. There was one match that I would call average. Everything else was good to great on the entire show, and it was every different kind of wrestling. Like, if you don't like the ladder match, don't watch it. You could watch the Jay Lethal match. There's so many great matches on the show. I think everybody needs to go out of their way to watch it.
Well, one of the things is it is nice, and Jim, sorry, just with when it comes to ROH right now, and it is not across the board or anything, but you know, Dijak is so special because he is so tall, being a basketball player and everything, and a fine athlete. I mean, he stands out. Seeing Keith Lee and those guys in there slamming around with Hansen and Rowe, I mean, that's awesome, too. I mean, and that's something that just because of the way that independent wrestling is and things like that, we haven't really had that dynamic in TNA, and we get it in every once in a while. But these guys hossing around and slamming into each other is a it is kind of a refreshing thing when it comes to ROH, considering what we are mentally used to when it comes to hearing, quote-unquote, the ROH type of match.
Go ahead, Jim.
Are you guys going to get you one of those Real Man t-shirts from the Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young?
Dude, I don't need a t-shirt for people to know I'm a real man.
Oh, come on.
I walk around with a baby.
The Beer City Bruiser says everybody needs one.
Of course.
Well, of course he does. He's making money off it.
Damn right.
But he knows there are some real men who don't even need a shirt.
Maybe Dave Prezak put the money into TNA.
No.
You are not getting that lucky, Jim. No.
You didn't.
We are not getting Shimmer TV.
Man, nice try, dude.
All right, have a good weekend there.
Thanks so much for the call. Look at these guys.
I know it.
All these jokes about TNA now that we know it's not dying. What else have we got here? Actually, let's go to the phones, and I'll go back to the text messages. You're on the air. What's up? Hello there.
Hey, this is John from Philly.
Yes, John.
Hey, oh, it got on really quickly. I was expecting more of a wait. Anyway.
I can make you wait if you want.
No, that's okay. I appreciate you having me on. So I want to talk about something about just watching TV. It's kind of a general question. It's really bizarre. Someone was talking, you know what it was? It was on the Matt Men podcast, and with you, plugging your awesome audiobook of Death of WCW.
Thank you.
And they talked about, the guy was like, this isn't the reality era, this is the bizarre era. And I thought that was really fascinating, because it really is bizarre, because the idea of not having a traditional baby face, and like all the baby faces are booed, and all the heels are cheered, and
you know what else? No one's buying tickets to Raw in L.A. What does that tell you?
It tells you that
every time people do something stupid, and then they tell me that the old stuff doesn't work anymore, and then they're not drawing any fans, and they're driving off their casual fans in droves. It's like, you know what? Maybe you're wrong. And of course, they're never going to admit that they're wrong. But yeah. Wrestling was a lot more successful when there were good guys and bad guys. I can tell you that much right now.
Yeah. And basically, like, so I want to talk about John Cena's promo on Talking Smack. I think this was this past week. And this goes into this bizarre era thing. You know, John Cena cut this promo about when Dean Ambrose saying, you know, how he's, you know, that basically kind of just buried him, and, you know, he's dropping the ball, and he's this, he's that. And it's just really bizarre. And people are saying it was great, but it's like, wait a minute, if this was real, what are you talking about? You lost to him. And then people are cheering Kevin Owens, saying you deserve it after he was handed the
title.
Dude,
I'm battling with this every day. I battle with this. I'm battling with this with people that are raving about Dolph Ziggler's promo.
Yeah.
And people that are raving, I mean, you deserve it to Kevin Owens. I mean, listen, there's such a disconnect here. I understand that all of you listening to this like that because you're the last of the hardcores here.
Yeah.
All the casual fans are done with this stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, for us, it is great. Okay? I'm not sitting here saying that, like, Dolph Ziggler delivered a bad promo. Like, it was a great promo if you're targeting the hardcores. But you can't run a successful business catering only to the hardcores as a professional wrestling organization. I mean, you got to capture the casuals, and they've run off all the casuals. We got to go to a break. I'm sorry. There's a rant about this. Yeah, I understand you people listening to this like that. Great. But no one's going to the show on Monday. Right? Going to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Person here sending a text. I don't know about you guys, but I'm exceptionally excited at the prospect of Donald Trump showing up at the Impact Zone as TNA's new owner. He will make the company great again. We can only hope. It'll be the revelation tonight.
Small potatoes for the Donald. If it's not WWE, he's not interested. And by the way, I don't know if that would be a good thing. Remember what happened to WWE's real stock the last time
people thought
he shoot bought the company.
Well, hey, TNA's got no stock, so it doesn't matter. Billy Corgan's percentage will go down if the Donald buys it. We're out of here, everybody. I want to mention that later on tonight, myself and Vinny will be reviewing the Ring of Honor pay-per-view from Friday, which was awesome, as well as the NWA World Championship Wrestling Show from this week in 1986. Also, myself and Dave Meltzer back later on tonight talking the TNA pay-per-view, as well as all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. You can check that out as a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, available in TuneIn Radio, on TuneIn Radio on your smartphone. Check out WrestlingObserver.com as well as SportsByline.com. I'm at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Sempervivi. SportsByline at SportsByline USA. And that is it from here. I want to thank everybody at SportsByline. Mike, as always, the callers and listeners. We will be back tomorrow with a brand new show. It's Raw, everybody. So we have a lot to talk about there as we head to the first of two pay-per-views coming up in the month of October. There is Hell in a Cell, and then there's whatever the other one is. But we'll talk about it here on this show. And we're out of here. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.